Let's get up to speed now on the Trump administration's ongoing battle over Chinese-owned technology companies TikTok and WeChat. The Commerce Department says it will fight a ruling by a judge in San Francisco that blocked a ban on WeChat yesterday, just hours before it was set to take effect. TikTok also averted a ban in the U.S. that was set to begin last night after its owner, ByteDance, announced a new partnership with Oracle and Walmart. Let's bring in Peter Kafka, senior correspondent at Recode and host of Recode Media. And Peter, explain how this TikTok deal announced over the weekend is supposed to work exactly. Oracle and Walmart are not buying the app outright as President Trump had initially said he wanted, right?
No, and the caveat here is there's, even though there isn't an announced deal, there is still a lot of back and forth and uncertainty about how any of this is supposed to work. But the very broad strokes are Oracle and Walmart will take minority stakes in a company that will eventually be called TikTok Global, which will supposedly be based in the United States. The original owner of TikTok, ByteDance, will still have some sort of stake in the company. And they're more or less sort of moving that company over to the U.S., and then some U.S. companies will have a partial ownership stake in it.
Partial ownership, but President Trump told Fox and Friends this morning that TikTok will be totally controlled by Oracle. Let's listen.
And if we find that they don't have total control, then we're not going to approve the deal.
Okay.
If they do have, it would be nice to keep the technology. It would also be nice because it's good competitively with others. You know, having the competition for Facebook and others would be good. But we will be watching it very closely.
Trump also said TikTok will bring about 25,000 jobs to Texas. And he said Saturday the company would make, quote, $5 billion in contribution towards education. But ByteDance said there's no such plans. I mean, you just kind of laid that out. What more do we know about this, where this is all coming from?
You know, sometimes Donald Trump says things that turn out to not be true. It's pretty consistent. The motivations for this deal remain sort of unclear. There's a lot of talk about the idea that Oracle will control the user data that TikTok's users generate. But there is a big question about who will control the algorithm and the underlying software that powers TikTok. Unclear whether China will sign off on this. The suggestion is that they wouldn't have gone ahead with this deal if China hadn't sort of given it its tacit or explicit approval. Mm. But again, this is a very powerful country that is essentially seeing one of their premier assets being sort of forced to sell part or all of itself to an American company. So I wouldn't count that as a done deal either.
Where does this leave WeChat? The Commerce Department said today that it's going to challenge a decision by a federal judge yesterday that blocked new downloads that was supposed to take effect at midnight. I mean, is there any deal pending for WeChat and what's next for them?
Yeah, so WeChat is a very app that's hugely popular with Chinese Americans and hugely popular in China. It's how you communicate. It's how you buy things. It's your game network. It's your social network. And it does not appear to have any deal in the place like Oracle and Walmart have for TikTok. So as of now, the U.S. government is trying to shut it down, not just to shut down new downloads of the app, but to sort of cripple the thing entirely so it's basically useless within the U.S. So right now, a judge has said this can't go forward. The Commerce Department will challenge that, and we'll see. Again, you don't see it generating a ton of attention in the press or from politicians. But if you're Chinese American, this is a very big deal.
That's Peter Kafka, senior correspondent at Recode and host of Recode Media. Peter, as always, thank you.
Thank you.